What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Helena He. She is the head of global operations for Huobi Global. Y'all have probably heard about the Huobi exchange. And today what we do is we talk about what makes them different from Binance and a lot of the other exchanges out there. We also talk about how Helena lost her Bitcoin, how she started working for Huobi in 2014, how she left Huobi, went to work for another company, and then came back. We also talk about some of the products and services that they offer, as well as the US arm. And not to mention how after 6 years, they've still had zero hacks. That's pretty impressive. And then how they also take their customers' funds and data very seriously, and a bunch more. So please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. Without further ado, let's go meet Helena. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Helena He, the head of global operations for Huobi Global. Thanks a bunch for coming on. I know you're over there in China. So what time is it during the day or over, I guess, in the night over there right now?
Actually, like 10 a.m.
Oh, okay. So it's just late for me, early for you. All right, no problem. So how are you doing over there in China? What got you into crypto? What's some of your background, all that kind of good stuff?
Actually, I joined Huobi at a very early stage, since 2014, really like long years before. And I stayed there for like 2 years, and then I decided to change my career. So I went to another top company we call Didi. It's like a Chinese Uber in 2017, because I want to learn more about user growth. And also that time is like the bear market of the crypto space. So everything just gets stuck. So just try to another something new. But I decided to come back last year. Yeah. So actually I'm like a newcomer in Huobi now.
Gotcha. So you were there in 2014. Then you had, you know, kind of the Mt. Gox, and you kind of had the bear market. And so the crypto got a little stagnant, and you went somewhere else, and then crypto picked up again, and now you're back.
Yeah, kind of like that. And also, because, you know, that time when I joined in Huobi 2014, we only like 70 employees. So we're kind of like a family, with our CEO, COO. So last year, they want to do the global expansion. So they say, hey, why not you come back? Because we need your help. And when I come back, I thought, wow, there are like over 1,000 employees. So it grows so fast.
That's awesome. So 2014, that's actually pretty early for a lot of people in crypto. What kind of opened your eyes to it? What got you into it?
Actually, it's not that, you know, fancy, nifty story. Because when I joined Huobi, I don't know Bitcoin at all before. Because I just happened to see a video by Leon Lee, or Huobi Group CEO. I said, oh, he's a really nice guy and have the vision and talk about blockchain and Bitcoin. Super cool. I mean, why not just have a try? Even though that time I saw, even though we got failure, but at least I will not regret to not try this new industry. So when I joined in the industry 2014, when I talked to my friends, Bitcoin, blockchain, they don't know, most of them don't know what it is. But this year, I talked to blockchain, even to my dad. He know, oh, I know blockchain is really, you know, innovation. So things changed, really good.
Gotcha. So what is it that you do at Huobi? What is it, you know, what's kind of like your day-to-day role there?
I'm doing the overseas operation and also the PR. So two parts. So we're doing, as I mentioned, I did a lot in DD for user growth. So we are doing the increased registration and also make users have more retention on our website. And also like the customer service to provide the best service to the users, and also do the project shelter listing BD and onboard the institutional clients. So a lot of things just about even the things about overseas things is my job.
Sounds like you're wearing a lot of hats. That's a lot of duties. So that's a lot of responsibility. So you know, what kind of separates Huobi from all the other exchanges out there? You know, there's a bunch of them out there. You know, there's a lot of choices for, you know, for people. They may not all be legitimate, right? So, you know, a lot of them may have a lot of fake volume and you can't really trust the numbers, and they pop up one day and they're gone the next. So we have those issues in, you know, exchanges, obviously. But what kind of, you know, at the core separates Huobi from, you know, some of the more trusted exchanges that customers have the availability to use?
Yeah, you just mentioned the fake trading volume, because I just checked our rankings on CoinMarketCap. we are ranking number 8. And, you know, on the top 7, I don't know most of them. So still it's a Portland. Okay, so what is our advantages and what is our difference? The first one of the most important thing, of course, is security. Because we'll be launched in 2013, already 6 years. So we are so proud that during the 6 years, we have no token stolen issues. So you can tell every year many exchanges have the issues, the hacker issues, but will be never had. So we are so proud of it. So we use 6 years to accumulated many experience in that, and we have a really large risk control and the security team because we want to protect our users' assets. That is very, very important. A second is about the projects. By now, we have over 200 projects. We have just launched the Smart Champ 2.0, the evaluation model, I think in Q2, because we need to take responsibility for our users. So we need to pick the really high quality projects during like hundreds of projects. You know, every month we got applications for the projects like over 100, but we only listed less than 10 projects. So we want to, you know, protect our users. Don't want to have, not really good quality projects list down for the global. And besides these two parts, liquidity is also a very good thing, because especially for the institutional users, for main tokens like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, we are kind of like top two exchanges, have a really good liquidity. So to provide to the institutional users. Besides that, I think Huobi have a variety of products. So we not only have Huobi Global, it's a token-to-token trading exchanges. We also have Huobi DM, means Huobi Derivative Markets. It's more about contract. So last week, we're so happy to see we are the top one in the market, only within 8 months for the deliverable contract markets. So reached the top one. Besides that, we also have Huobi OTC, also the top one in the market. So we have a lot of products offered to our users. At the last, it's my personal opinion. Why I decided to come back to Huobi when I still in DD is really a good job and a good company, because I really like the core value of Huobi, because I maybe have the relationship with Leon, our CEO's characteristic, because he's a very kind guy. So he always tell us, don't harm our users. So it's kind of like the Google's core value, don't be evil. So yeah, honestly.
they removed that from the mission statement a couple of years ago.
Okay, so we just take it. Honestly, because every time when Huobi think, we need to take the responsibility because the mistake may be caused by Huobi. We will, you know, master protect users. So that's why, especially in China or Asia area, the users really trust Huobi because we have really good reputation.
Gotcha. And so, there's a lot of stuff that I want to kind of touch on, right? So obviously security is huge. I mean, you see with Binance, you know, their KYC got hacked, some people say they should have paid, some people say they shouldn't have, whatever, but bottom line, you know, there's like 50, 60,000 people out there with compromised identities. And so that's huge. Then you have, you know, crypto exchanges where they get hacked and the users lose their funds, and there's no real insurance in place to, you know, to protect the users. So that's kind of a testament to you guys that you're saying you've been around 6 years and never been hacked, no one's ever lost funds, and you're able to keep everybody's KYC data, you know, safe and secure as well.
So even though Binance is one of our main competitor, but we are still like in the same alliance, because we always contribute to the industry. So Binance have the KYC issues. We still worry about it because give us the notice what we also need to take care about the user's data about KYC. We are not saying Binance is not good, but maybe they are more famous, honestly, especially in Western. So get more attention from the hackers. Yeah. And also last time, I think in the Q2, Binance have the token stolen issues, right? So last time, our CEO, Huobi Global CEO, Livio, just posted a Twitter say, hey, we want to fully support Binance. So if any stolen tokens goes into Huobi, we will help them to report to get the stolen tokens back. So kind of like, help each other and, grow together.
I got you. So you guys are kind of looking out for each other, right? Do you think if it had happened to Huobi, you think Huobi would have paid, the ransom to save the users, the loss of their security?
Yeah, sure. Because maybe we are lucky, and also we have really robust security system. We never had it, but we have a fund is for the customer protection fund. In case we have anything happened, token stolen.
Gotcha. How much of your crypto do you guys keep, in hot wallets versus, keeping it in cold storage?
The proportion is like, last time I know is less than 2% keep in the hot wallet. Others is in the cold wallet.
Awesome. Very cool. And so you guys also have a lot of trading pairs, which is awesome because, people definitely want that. And you're all trying to expand now more into the United States, right? So you guys are trying to, expand, further west, right?
Yeah, actually, because United States is, fully regulated country, so Huobi Global cannot enter into that. So we partner with a local partner called HBUS. So there's a new entity to be fully regulated by U.S. government. And currently, it's most focused on the institutional clients.
Gotcha. Is that live now for people?
Yes.
It is. Okay, great. I didn't know about that one. So, very cool. All
right. It's more focused to the institutional traders, though, not to the public.
Gotcha. And then so for, people that are using, Huobi now, right? What's some of the biggest, reasons for them to switch Binance, to come over to Huobi?
The first is...
I know you guys are all trying to get along, right? You guys are helping each other out, but at the end of the day, users are users, right?
Yeah. Okay, so first thing is Binance and Huobi, we all have our exclusive projects. So users have their own decision. For example, like Huobi Prime and the Huobi Fast Track. Some people will think they are IEO, but they're not actually. They're totally different because IEO is more about fundraising for the projects. But Prime is we provide marketing platforms for the high quality projects to let more users know it. Because currently we found the high quality projects, they need more market exposure than financial. So we have many users, we have many market exposures, so we help them to build themselves. So for Huobi Prime, we have Prime, every month have one Prime project. And the Fast Track, we have two Fast Track projects every week. Yeah. So they are very exclusive projects for users trade. And besides that, because recently more countries issued their regulations, our license. So we are applying for many license to want to do more local business. For example, like Japan, we got the license last year. So now we have the fiat trading in Japan. And then we got license in Gibraltar. And in the near future, we will have the fiat trading. So that is one of our strategy. Because for now, Huobi Global or either Binance, we are token to token trading platform. So for example, in US, when people want to trade on Binance or Huobi Global, they always go to Coinbase, right? They are fiat to token. But maybe in the near future, we have the fiat have, more smooth way for users to trade on our platform.
Gotcha. And then, Binance was originally from China, then they left to Malta, right? Because of regulation and the government and whatnot. I know you guys are in Beijing, right? So it's a little different there. But what's kind of that atmosphere like for a crypto exchange like yourself, being in China? Is that, how's that kind of play out right now?
Oh, actually, we have office in Beijing, but our headquarters is in Singapore.
Okay.
And we have a third party like the developers or the product managers. We have the agency in Beijing, but we are always actually we are still worldwide. We have office in Japan, U.S., and Singapore or Thailand. So still we are follow the rules by Singapore. But in China, since our all founders or CEO are Chinese, so of course we have really good or close relationship with Chinese government. Because our role is not doing the bidding. are not only about doing the business. Still, we want to contribute more in the, you know, blockchain industry in China.
Gotcha. So lots of reasons, it sounds like, you know, to switch from Binance to Huobi, right? You guys have never been hacked, right? You guys are more customer service oriented, all kinds of cool stuff like that, tons of trading pairs. But what about for the projects? So projects that have their own tokens or a project that wants to have a token. Do you guys do IEOs? And if they already have a token, do you guys have listing fees like Binance? You know, Binance is known to charge like $1 million to list a project. So are there listing fees with Huobi?
For listing fee? Currently, we list the projects mainly by Huobi Prime, which I mentioned before, and the Fast Track. So we don't charge any list fees from the projects. So what we do is, Prime is kind of a project. You can regard Prime as a, you know, crypto Black Friday. So users can buy the tokens under the marked price. And Huobi, by now, the token listed mainly by Prime and the Fast Track. So we don't charge listing fees for the projects. So what we do is we ask the projects, the early stage investors, I mean the VC, to sell part of their tokens to our users, to Huobi users, under the marked price, for example, like 50% off. And our users can buy the tokens at very lower price. So actually they are a win-win situation because more users will know the projects, will trade on them, will own them. And the projects don't give money to the platform, but, you know, give part of benefits to the users. So it's kind of like the win-win, you know, situation.
Gotcha. All right. So if somebody had an existing token, that would still be the same process?
Yeah, you know, remember, you remember the process. It's really a long process because we have like over 10 steps. You know, for the beginning, shelter the projects, and we have the Huobi Research Center. So they will score and evaluate the projects by the Smart Chain 2.0 module. And we have our head of BDU to evaluate. You know, the last step is Leon Lee, the Huobi Group CEO. He will personally talk to the project leaders to see how it's going with the project, with their futures, if they are trustworthy. So it's a really long process because we must take the responsibility to the users.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah, you just always hear stories about, you know, like Binance, their DEX, it's like $100,000 to list a token. It's like I hear it's like $1 million to list on the exchange itself. And so it's refreshing to find that there's other avenues for big exchanges, for projects to kind of, yeah, be listed on. So do you have any upcoming news or announcements or new, you know, developments that, you know, get people excited, you know, coming up anytime shortly?
Yeah, one of the exciting news is, as I mentioned, like a Huobi DM, the derivative market contract, we reached number one. So that is our part of strategy. We want to expand our product lines. So margin contract, in the future, we will have more because we want to build our ecosystem. And also about something new about HT, actually it's not new because we just launched our HT tier trading fee. Before, HT is only maybe you can hold it to participate in Huobi Prime, but now it's kind of like the Binance. You can use our platform tokens to deduct your trading fee to enjoy more lower trading fee. So now it's only you know, Huobi Global token-to-token trading platform, but in the near future, I mean, maybe 2 months, you can use HT to deduct the trading fees on Huobi DM, Huobi OTC, or Huobi Pool. So more use case for HT. And the last month, we announced we have the partnership with Nervous to publish our own public chain, Huobi token, Huobi chain.
So you got a lot of stuff going on. That's awesome. And is this open to everybody in the world? I mean, can US users, you know, use Huobi?
Currently not, because, you know, because of the regulation. So the US users can go to HBUS or local partner.
HBUS. Okay. And then what about other countries? Are there any other major countries like, you know, maybe Canada or, you know, like Europe? Can they all use Huobi? Like, yeah, say somebody from England. Yeah. Okay.
Well, right now, we only restrict Japanese users because they have a license in Japan, and also US users.
Gotcha. Awesome. So, you know, we'll make sure we get the link up for everybody. Most everybody's probably heard of your exchange and knows where to go, but we'll make sure to get the link up there for you. But, you know, it's always great to hear more about the people behind the project, right? So if you could, you know, maybe tell us, you know, more about yourself. Like maybe, you know, who's somebody you looked up to, you know, growing up, maybe like an idol or a mentor or somebody that kind of helped shape your life.
You know, I saw you make me ask the question. So I prepared for that. So idol is, recently I read books about him. You know, it's a Japanese, really awesome Japanese entrepreneur. Maybe my pronunciation is wrong. It's Inamali Kazu. Inamali Kazu, probably not correct. But yeah, he's really a brilliant entrepreneur. He established like three companies all enter into the Fortune top 500, the list. So what I learned from him is he says, everybody's life is a refining and self-improving process. And they say, maybe a little bit of chicken soup, say, working is one of the best way to refine yourself. Because it's really inspired me. You know, in Huobi, you know why we grow so fast? We are still with the top exchanges. Do you know 996?
Do I? 996?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
In Huobi, 996 means some people go to work at 9 a.m. and get back to home at 9 p.m. and they work like 6 days in a week.
I gotcha.
Really hard work. That is most common in Chinese internet because when I work in DB, it's the same thing. So that's why, because we're hardworking, so the company grow up so fast.
Wow. All right. A lot of cool stuff there. So what about a favorite book? You got a book that was important to you, you know, kind of growing up or maybe recently that you think other people could find it important to them as well?
The entrepreneur I mentioned, the Japanese entrepreneur, had the book. It's really inspired me. I read like twice. So I forgot. I don't know how to say the name in English, but you guys can search. But normally I also read some like philosophy books and also some psychology books. Because, you know, I'm doing the operation for the user growth because it's really important to under how your users think about it.
Gotcha. Favorite movie? What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Recently, I have rare time to watch the movie, but last movie I watched is The Avengers.
Ah, there you go. That's a great one. Yeah. That's like an emotional roller coaster ride, man. They really pulled out all the stops on Endgame. So, yeah.
Sometimes when I have time, I also, you know, play some games. I don't know if you know the game because it's really popular in China. It's called, the name is Player Unknown's Battlegrounds. Do you know that?
I don't know. What's it called? Battle what?
It's like a battle fighting game, you know.
Okay.
You know, piece of games or, you know, just for relaxing. It's really popular in China.
Video games. Yeah. It's a huge market. It's like three times the size of movies. So it's incredible, right? And then if you could change anything in the world, you know, maybe, I don't know, you're president of the world, right? What would you change?
Oh, the president of the world? Never thought about it. But for example, like blockchain, I think it probably help some undeveloped countries to establish their own financial system. For example, because recently I read some reports about Libra. And before we also list some projects like the stable coins, because they are helping have the high currency inflation countries to build their own financial system. So I think that it really helps the whole society to grow up.
You have any hidden talents or hidden skills that people don't know about? You know, maybe you, I don't know, maybe you train dolphins or you're a skydiver or you swim with sharks. Any hidden talents or skills?
Hidden talented skills? I think I'm just a normal guy. But one thing is every time I tell, you know, people, they are so shocked because I used to be a developer. So my major is like a computer information system, you know, building the database. So I worked there for half a year. Really enjoy the job, but now I'm changed to operation and marketing person.
Yeah, you have a whole bunch of job duties now. So, but that's awesome. You also get some development skills. Very, very cool. And last question, it's one I ask people quite a bit. If you had a time machine and you could go, you know, forward in time as far as you want, or you could go back in time as far as you want, where would you go and why?
I will tell you a really funny story. Because when I joined in Huobi 2014, that time the Bitcoin price is really cheap. So around like over $100. So I bought like 30 or 40, I forgot, 30, 40. So I deposit them in a cold wallet. You know, that time it's really a great hand. I don't know what's the difference between hot wallet and the Huobi wallet and the, you know, cold wallet. So I just deposit. And one day, so, oh, I got like 40 Bitcoins. Now the price goes up. So I want to get them back. And then I forgot my password. And then I asked the customer service, hey, how can I get my password back? They say, no, you can't, because it's a, you know, cold wallet. You must remember by yourself. You know, really secure, even though for me, I cannot access to my own tokens. So just to remind some audience, every time you use a cold wallet, please write down your password and a copy 5 times sent to your best friends.
Yeah, I don't know about sending it to your best friends. That's a really quick way to, you know, maybe lose a friend, right? If you had 30 or 40 Bitcoin, it's like, hey, where's Bob? I haven't seen Bob since I gave him my private seed. So you go back in time and you'd write it down. Is that what you do?
Yeah, I would write down my password.
Very cool.
Okay, besides that, I have got one question for you.
Oh, a question for me. All right.
Yeah, so how much do you know about Huobi? Because I know Huobi in Asia area is famous, but maybe in Western, maybe different. So how much do you know about Huobi?
Sure. So, you know, I've obviously heard of them. You know, looking at CoinMarketCap, looking at all the different exchanges, I've obviously seen them there. You know, I get interaction from somebody in marketing. Huobi's hitting up, you know, our Twitter quite a bit. So, you know, that's cool. But I mean, as far as the actual exchange, I've never personally used it. So I don't know exactly the inner workings of it and, you know, how the user experience and the customer service and all that kind of stuff is. But I've definitely heard of you, and there's nothing, you know, keeping me from not using it because, you know, I live in the Bahamas and I live in the U.S. So, you know, I can pretty much, you know, I guess use it in the Bahamas, I guess, right? And still be okay.
Yeah.
I hope, right? So, yeah, there's nothing really keeping me, I guess, from using it. So I'll definitely start, you know, checking it out more for sure.
So glad you at least you know Huobi.
Yeah. I've seen it. I've seen the name up there on CoinMarketCap, and you know, I'm the builder of the Monarch wallet. It's myself and, you know, like Snay, and you know, we've got like Roger Ver, you know, from Bitcoin Cash, and like Eric Lee, the co-founder of LinkedIn, and you know, we've got partners like Alex Mashinsky with Celsius, and the creator of the smart contract, and you know, we've an all-star team, and every week we're dropping more and more tech, and we've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of users, and so, you know, we've just actually started putting our token on a couple of different exchanges. So, I've actually seen it more because I've been looking at more of the exchanges on CoinMarketCap. So
thank you.
Well, Elena, it's been awesome meeting you. I really appreciate you taking the time for the audience and telling us all about Huobi and all the cool stuff that you're doing. We'll make sure to put the links out for people that have been under a rock and haven't heard about you. So anyways, appreciate you. I'll let you get on with your day. God bless. And we'll catch you on the next one.
You too. Have a great night.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Huge thanks to Helena. Appreciate you coming on the show, and apologies to the audience. Sorry, the internet was a little choppy. You know, she's in China, we're in the U.S. Sometimes Zoom is just kind of, I don't know, it's got its little issues. So Aaron did his best to kind of clean everything up, so apologies. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. Until the next one, talk to you soon.